May peace be with you all, brothers and sisters.
今天下午我们用一个题目，你却是父主的，跟大家一起来分享。
This afternoon, we will share the mutual encouragement about the topic, Yet You Are Rich.
我们看启示录的第二章。
Let us all turn to the book of Revelations, chapter 2.
第八节。
Verse 8.
启示录二章的八节。
Revelations chapter 2, verse 8.
你要写信给士美拿教会的使者，说那首先的末后的死过又活的，第九节。
Verse 9.
说我知道你的患难，你的贫穷，你却是富足的。
Verses 8 and 9. And to the angel of the church of Smyrna write, These things says the first and the last who was dead and came to life. I know your works, tribulation and poverty, but you are rich.
这里圣灵写信给士美拿教会的使者。
Now here, the Holy Spirit wrote to the angel of the church in Smyrna.
告诉当时的教会。
And the Holy Spirit was telling the church at that time.
当时的教会他们遇到很多的患难。
These things because that church faced a lot of tribulations.
因为受到患难了，所以也没有机会赚钱，他们的家产被充公。
Because of their tribulations, they did not have the opportunity to make a living, and a lot of them came under poverty.
本来有的东西被拿走了。
What they had originally were taken away from them.
所以圣灵知道说你的患难，你的贫穷。
And so here, the Holy Spirit acknowledges that they face tribulations and poverty.
但是圣灵又加一句话说你却是富足的。
Still, the Holy Spirit added this next phrase saying, but you are rich.
我们来到加拿大。每个人来加拿大的这种背景都不一样。
All of us who come to Canada come from a different background.
有人是退休带着钱过来。
Some of us retire from original occupations and then bring our wealth to Canada.
有人呢是来留学，双手空空，好了找工作，慢慢建立自己的事业。
Others come to Canada to pursue an education, so they come empty-handed, and after their education, they find a job to support their life here.
一开始也是什么都没有。
In the beginning, they did not have anything.
有另外一些弟兄姐妹，他是在本来在自己的国家很穷，因为是没有办法有更好的生活，所以漂洋过海，一个人过来加拿大。
Yet there are other brothers and sisters who come from countries where they're notno opportunities to become wealthier and live a better life, so they come to Canada to pursue a more comfortable life.
甚至过来的时候是一身债的。
And some of them even come here alone.
但是因为经过很多年的努力，又积蓄了一点财富。
Or some of them even had to carry debt to come to Canada, but over several years of hard work, they are able to make back that debt.
所以说都有经历过穷的时候。
And so all of us have experienced poverty in the past.
除了少数小部分人。
Except for a small minority.
如果我们自己觉得自己穷。
If we feel that we are poor.
尤其是真的很穷的时候。
When we are indeed in a time when we are very poor.
不晓得大家想想你的人生啊，你最穷的时候身上有多少钱。
Have you thought about this before? At the point in your life when you were the poorest, how much money did you have?
我听过见证啊，说有弟兄姐妹离开自己的国家去美国，身上带着$200，还有一个行李。
I have heard testimonies from members saying that when they went to the United States the first time, all they had were $200 and their own luggage.
这个是有的。
So this has happened before.
那你很穷的时候啊，如果有人跟你讲你很富足。
And when you are poor, if someone tells you, yet you're rich,
你会怎么反应?
How would you react?
你可能有两个反应。
You may have two different kinds of responses.
第一，你觉得这个人在讽刺我。
You may think that the person is mocking you.
我那么穷，你还说我有钱。
You may say, I am so poor, why do you say I am rich?
你太没意思了，你看不起我，你还笑我。
And so that is a form of mockery because you look down upon me and you also mock me.
有时候朋友之间都会开玩笑，看你拿到新手机了，那么有钱。
Sometimes among friends, people joke. For example, when a person buys a new cell phone, another friend may say, "Hey, look, you're not very rich."
但是如果你很穷的时候，有人说你很富足，那你自己可能觉得心里不是很好受。
On the contrary, if in your poverty, someone jokes to you and says you are rich, that may not be such a pleasant feeling.
另外一个可能性就是他讲这句话这个人他的价值观跟你的价值观不一样。
The other possibility is that the person who says you're rich has a different value system from you.
你觉得自己现在很穷是金钱上的很穷。
Although you feel that you are in poverty right now, you are only in poverty in terms of money.
但是他说你很富足, 这是另外一些方面你很富足。
But it's possible that when someone tells you you're rich, he's referring to being rich in another aspect.
我们一看富足这两个字啊, 就想起有钱人, 有钱人就是富足。
When we see the word rich, we think about money and wealth.
但是其实富足跟有钱不能画一个完全的等号。
However, we cannot simply equate richness with wealth.
前一阵子在台湾有一本书, 它的标题是, 穷的只剩下钱。
In recent past, there was a book published in Taiwan entitled Poor to the Point Where One Only Has Money.
这是很讽刺的题目, 既然你有钱, 怎么会穷呢?
This is an oxymoron. How can one be poor to the point where all he has is money?
但是很多有钱人，他们确实很过得很穷的生活。
Still, there are many people in this world who are wealthy but live a very poor life.
为什么?
Why?
第一，他虽然很有钱，但是他太苛了，他自己不舍得花。 过了穷人的生活。
The first type are the people who have a lot of money, but they're so economical that they live a life of poverty themselves.
明明很有钱买新鲜的食物，但是旧的食物不舍得丢，吃完一天又一天，结果吃到拉肚子。
And so they're the type of people where even though they have a lot of money to buy very good food, they rather not buy good food and instead they buy spoiled food and they end up getting sick. And so that is the type of wealthy person who lives a life of poverty.
明明很多钱, 可以休息, 但是他不休息。
He may have a lot of money, but he chooses not to live a good life and not to rest.
宁可继续赚钱。
He or she would rather continue to make more money.
一年365天都在上班。
And they work 365 days a year.
虽然他的钱呢, 可以吃四代五代都没有问题。
And they have so much money that they can sustain 5 or 10 generations.
80岁了还每天上去开会啊, 企业啊, 好像没停不下来。
They're the type of people who, even though they're 80 years old, they'll still continue to hold.
80 years old.
They're 80 years old. They will continue to hold meetings every day.
他说我很忙啊, 停不下来。
And they say they're very busy.
那跟那个在路边的 80岁还在捡纸皮箱的那个怎么不一样？
But if you compare a person who works so hard every day, an 80-year-old person, how does that compare? How is that so different from one who's 80 years old and begging on the street?
当然是职业不一样,地位不一样,但是工作还是一样,80岁还在不停的工作。
Aside from the fact that they have different status and different positions, the amount of work they do is still the same.
他很多钱,但是夫妻感情不好。
Or some people, even though they have a lot of money, they do not have a good marriage.
因为有钱啊, 花天酒地啊。
It is because they have a lot of money, so they spend money everywhere.
婚姻没有一段是美满的。
And as a result, they are dissatisfied with their marriage.
很有钱,但是儿女不孝顺他。
There are also those people who have a lot of money, but their children do not honor them.
儿女看他的不是看他,而是看他的钱。
Their children do not see them, their children only sees their wealth.
还没有死,就开始争家产。
Even before the parents die, the children start to argue about the estate.
他很有钱,全世界很多房子。
There are also people who have a lot of money and own many properties throughout the world.
但是每一个房子都住,每年都没有住没几天。
But they do not get to live in any of their houses many days in a year.
因为他太忙了。
Because they're too busy.
很有钱。
Although they have wealth.
可以买很宝贵的食物。
And they can buy very good food.
但是身体却不好,也不吃,不能吃。
But because they do not have health, they're unable to eat the good food.
所以他很有钱,但是他很不富足。
So these are the types of people who have a lot of money, but they are poor.
甚至比穷人还更穷。
They're poorer than the poor.
那主耶稣圣灵,这里告诉士美拿教会。
Here, Jesus, through the Holy Spirit, tells the church in Smyrna.
他说你是
He says, you are in poverty.
但是你确实很富足的。
But you are rich.
为什么很富足呢?
Why are they rich?
到底是在什么事情方面富足呢?
How are they rich?
我们看雅各书的第二章。
Let's turn to the book of James chapter 2.
雅各书的第五章。
The book of James chapter 2.
第二章的第五节。
James chapter 2 verse 5.
第二章五节。
James 2, 5.
我亲爱的弟兄们,请听,神岂不是拣选了世上的贫穷人,叫他们在信上富足,并承受他所应许给那些爱他之人的国吗?
James chapter 2, verse 5. Listen, my beloved brethren, has God not chosen the poor of this world to be rich in faith and heirs of the kingdom which he promised to those who love him?
这里圣经说，神拣选了世上的贫穷人。
Here the Bible tells us that God has chosen the poor of this world.
穷人没有人喜欢。
People in this world do not like the poor.
大家都喜欢有钱人，因为衣穿衣光亮，他有教养，有很多资源，大家都喜欢有钱人。
People in this world like those people who are rich because rich people are well educated and they have a lot of possessions.
但是圣经特别说神是拣选贫穷人。
But here the Bible tells us that God has chosen the poor.
不是说有钱人不会信主。
It is not because rich people choose not to believe in God.
但是数目是很少。
Rather, it is because the number of the rich who believe are few.
因为主耶稣说啊，富足的人财主要进天国很困难。
Because Jesus says that it is hard for a rich person to enter the kingdom of heaven.
第一，因为他有财、有钱、有成就，不容易谦卑。
First, because one who has wealth, who has accomplishments, it is hard for him to be humble.
第二，他赚钱都来不及了，太忙了，哪有空坐下来听道理？
Second, typically rich people are so busy with their work that they do not have time to settle down and listen to the gospel.
有钱人不是不能来信，但是很困难，你要克服更多。
So it is not impossible for a rich person to believe, but a rich person must overcome many obstacles to come and believe.
但是神特别拣选穷人。
But God especially chooses the poor.
让他们在信仰上变成富足的人。
So that in faith, they can become rich.
主耶稣很喜欢穷人。
Jesus loved the poor.
主耶稣在世的时候，就降生在穷的家庭。
When Jesus came into this world, he was born into a poor family.
他降生在牧匠的家里。
He was born into the family of a carpenter.
这是一个草根阶层的一个劳工阶级的一个家庭。
And into a family, a working class family.
今天如果我们有的选择的话，绝对不会跟以后你的孩子说啊，要努力认真哦，以后长大一定要当个好的木匠哦。
Today, if you have the option to, you would not tell your child to work hard so that he or she in the future can become a carpenter.
每天拿着锤啊，在敲了木头啊。
Because it is not an easy occupation. Every day, the carpenter has to exert a lot of energy to make a living.
因为木匠的工作很辛苦。
The work of a carpenter is very difficult.
钱赚不多。
And there's not a lot of money to be made.
但是主耶稣特别拣选在木匠的家里出生。
However, Jesus chose to be born into the household of carpenter.
他要做一个穷人的孩子。
He chose to be the son of a poor man.
他可以接触很多穷人。
He chooses this so that he can encounter and interact with many poor people.
因为穷人最需要主。
The poor people are the ones who need the Lord the most.
穷人比较谦卑。
And the poor people are more humble.
所以有人就说了，我们耶稣教会要多传福音给有钱人。
Some people say that the True Jesus Church should preach more to the rich people.
多一两个百万富翁、亿万富翁来信，我们盖什么会堂都不用担心。
Because if we have a couple of more millionaires or billionaires, we would not have so much trouble purchasing another chapel.
但是真耶稣教会从来不走这条路线。
But this is not the way that the True Jesus Church has ever taken.
因为从真教会一开始都是从穷人开始。
Because ever since the beginning, the True Jesus Church began with the poor.
很多穷人组成了教会，就是真耶稣教会。
It is the church that has been assembled by many poor.
最近这几代是因为教育提高了，大家机会多了，是有一些弟兄姐妹还条件比较好一点而已。
It is only in recent generations that brothers and sisters have attained higher education and have the opportunity to live better lives.
我们在非洲的教会啊，都是穷人中的穷人才会来信。
In the churches in Africa, for example, they are composed of the poorest of the poor.
因为有钱人一来看，你们这耶稣教会在哪里？
Because when a rich person comes and looks for the True Jesus Church,
在一个芒果树下聚会啊，
and he sees that the church just has service under a tree,
太凉快了，那个风啊直接吹过来，
and they feel that that is too much of a breeze.
真耶稣教会在你家里啊。
Or they come and they see that the True Jesus Church is in someone's house,
在 basement 聚会啊。
Or in someone's basement.
一听根本就不想来啊。
As soon as they see that or hear that, they choose not to come.
所以啊，主耶稣用这个贫穷的门槛啊。就已经筛选了很多人走。
Therefore, with this standard of poverty, many people have not been able to come into the truth.
但是虽然是贫穷哦，但是主耶稣要你不要再贫穷。
Still, even though we are in poverty, Jesus tells us not to be in poverty anymore.
主耶稣拣选我们之后，要我们成为富足的人。
After Jesus chooses us, he wants us to become rich.
要我们在信仰上变得很富足。
He wants us to be rich in faith.
要你在认识神之后，你的生命变得很富足。
He wants us to live a rich life after we come to know God.
你的银行账户不一定会马上增加很多钱。
Your bank account may not look better.
但是你的人生啊，会变得更丰富。
But your life will be more abundant.
你会更喜乐。
You will be happier.
信了主之后，夫妻感情更好。
After believing in the Lord, your relationship with your spouse will be better.
真正信了主，你跟你儿女关系会改善。
If you truly believe in the Lord, your issues with your children will also be resolved.
因为你信了主，你很喜乐，因为你很知足，很满足。
Because after believing in the Lord, you will have joy, you will feel sufficient, and you will feel thankful. And your life will no longer be dictated by how much there is in your bank account. Rather, you will feel simply peace and joy.
所以主耶稣说，士每拿教会，你是富足的。
Therefore, Jesus says to the church in Smyrna that you are indeed rich.
但是问题是，是不是每一个人都像士美拿教会这样？
However, is every single one of us like the church in Smyrna?
如果主耶稣跟你说你很富足啊，感谢神，我们会放心。
If Jesus tells you yes, you are rich, then thank the Lord, you can feel good about it.
但是如果主耶稣说我们穷，我们的信仰上很穷，那么就惨了。
But if the Lord Jesus tells you that you are poor in faith, then that is trouble for you.
那么士美拿教会怎么样来表现他信仰上是富足的呢？
So let us look at how the church in Smyrna showed that it was rich in faith.
怎么来得到这个属灵的层次呢？
How they were able to be praised about their spirituality like this.
看回来启示录的第二章。
Let us return to the book of Revelation, chapter 2.
启示录第二章的第八节。
Revelation chapter 2, verse 8.
刚刚我们已经读过了。
We have read this verse previously.
这里说啊，那个圣灵写信给士美拿教会说，那首先的、末后的、死过又活的说。
In verse 8, it says, And to the angel of the church in Smyrna write, These things says the first and the last who was dead and came to life.
这里形容啊。主耶稣是死过又活的。
This verse describes Jesus as the one who was dead but came back to life.
为什么主耶稣要死？
Why does Jesus need to die?
很多人不明白，很多慕道者说，你们所拜的耶稣如果有那么权柄，为什么他要被钉死啊？
There are many people who do not understand why Jesus had to die. For example, truth seekers ask, if Jesus Christ was almighty, why did he die?
他自己为什么不从十字架下面下来呢？
Why did he not just come down from the cross?
其实这样问是不理解神的旨意。
But such a question implies that the person does not understand the will of God.
主耶稣来了世上就是为了要为我们死。
The purpose of Jesus coming to this world is to die for us.
因为我们本来就是该死的。
Because we are the ones who should have died.
我们每个人都有罪。
Because all of us have sinned.
罪的结果就是要死。
And the consequence of sin is death.
要被审判。
Is judgment.
肉体要死
so our flesh should die.
没有一个人可以避免肉体的死亡。
And none of us can prevent the death of our flesh.
昨天我在路上开车。
Yesterday when I was driving on the road.
刚好前面有一台棺材车。
In front of me was a funeral vehicle.
我发觉很多车都不太想跟着那台棺材车。
And I discovered that there are many cars who chose not to go behind that vehicle.
那台棺材车很漂亮啊，黑黑的。刷得很亮 Cadillac,
Even though it was a Cadillac, it was very beautiful and black.
很多车一跟到他后面的，赶快闪开。
But I discovered that many cars changed lanes when they arrived behind that vehicle.
不是开得特别慢哦，他还蛮开一百的。
And that car was not going so slowly.
但是他不喜欢跟着棺材车。
But no one wanted to follow it.
不喜欢跟着死人。
Because no one wants to follow the dead.
为什么？
Why?
因为大家很害怕死。
Because everyone is afraid of death.
但其实死亡为什么那么恐怖？
But why is death so scary?
因为人知道死亡不是一件不好的事。
It is because people know that death is not a good thing.
你生命结束了，那什么就不好了？
It is the end of one's life, so how good can that be?
但是我们害怕棺材车，害怕坟墓，害怕讲死这个字就可以避免吗？
But are we able to avoid death by simply avoiding the funeral car or avoiding discussions about death?
当然不可以避免。
We cannot.
每个人必有一死。
Everyone will die.
圣经说死后则有审判。
And the Bible says after death there will be judgment.
神会审判我们每一个人。
God will judge every one of us.
但是我们要准备好。
So we need to prepare.
所以为什么主耶稣为我们死？
Why does the Lord Jesus die for us?
为了赦免我们的罪。
It is for the remission of our sins.
为我们尝了死味。
He tasted death for us.
让我们可以避免了将来的永远的死。
So that we are prevented from entering that death in the future.
所以主耶稣是已经死过了。
Jesus has died already.
他全身都是伤痕。
And he has scars throughout his body.
因为他为我们钉十字架。
Because he was crucified on the cross for us.
但是如果主耶稣死了，就埋葬了，那我们今天不用拜他。
But if Jesus simply died and was buried, then today there's no reason why we should worship him. Because he would have just been a very famous and righteous person.
但是主耶稣死了，又活过来。
But Jesus not only died, he also resurrected.
胜过死亡,
he overcame death.
证明他是真神,
to prove that he is the true God.
所以主耶稣为我们承受了人世间可以承受的最大的患难。
So Jesus had to endure the greatest tribulation that could come upon any person in this world.
就是十字架。
And that was death on the cross.
那今天如果信主的人就跟他，主耶稣说，你跟着我也要背十字架。
So today, if the believers also need to follow him, then as believers, we need to follow him on the cross.
代表说你信主之后也会遇到患难。
And that means that even after we believe in the Lord, we will still face tribulations.
那士美拿教会就是这样的。
And this happened to the church in Smyrna.
他们信了主之后遇到很大的患难。
After they believed in the Lord, they faced great tribulation.
他们遇到什么患难呢?
What kind of tribulations do they face?
我们看第九节。
Let us read verse 9.
他们遇到逼迫。
They were persecuted.
第九节
Verse 9.
我知道你的患难，你的贫穷，你却是富足的，也知道那自称是犹太人所说的伪谤话，其实他们不是犹太人，乃是撒旦疑惑的人。
Verse 9. I know your works, tribulation and poverty, but you are rich, and I know the blasphemy of those who say they are Jews and are not, but are a synagogue of Satan.
圣灵讲话很直接的，不客气的。
The Holy Spirit speaks directly.
圣灵说啊，我知道你在受苦。
The Bible says, the Holy Spirit says, I know your works, I know your tribulation.
这句话很宝贵啊，说我知道。
This is a very important phrase. I know.
你在受苦，主耶稣知道。
So if you are suffering and in tribulation, Jesus knows.
你受了委屈。主耶稣知道。
If you have been misunderstood, Jesus knows.
你被误会，主耶稣知道。
If you are persecuted, Jesus also knows.
你被攻击，主耶稣知道。
When you are attacked, Jesus knows.
主耶稣只是不讲而已。
Jesus simply hasn't said anything.
他都看到。
But he sees everything.
有时候我们以为主耶稣不知道。
Sometimes we think Jesus does not know.
就很灰心啊。
And so we lose hope.
哇，我在试炼当中，我祷告那么久，为什么都没有回应啊？
We feel like even though we are praying so much for our tribulations, yet there's no answer from God.
主耶稣说我知道。
But Jesus here says here, I know.
主耶稣知道就够了，别人不用知道。
And if Jesus knows, that is enough. There, it does not matter if other people do not know.
那主耶稣知道什么呢？
And what does Jesus know?
主耶稣是知道那些自称是犹太人的所说的伪谤话。
Jesus knows the blasphemy of those who say they are Jews.
在第一世纪的基督徒受了很大的逼迫。
The Christians in the first century faced a lot of persecution.
逼迫基督徒的是什么人呢？
And who were the people who persecuted the Christians?
就是那些圣经最懂的人。
They were the people who knew the scriptures the best.
其实他们不是真的懂。
But in fact, they did not have a true understanding of the scriptures.
但是他们觉得自己懂。
Yet, they thought they knew the scriptures.
都是犹太人啊。
And those were the Jews.
他们不单只自己不相信主耶稣。
Not only did they reject to believe, they, not only did they choose not to believe in Jesus,
还到处去逼迫信耶稣的外邦人。
They also went everywhere to persecute all of those people, those Gentiles who believed in Jesus.
逼迫信耶稣的犹太人。
They persecuted those Gentiles who believed in Jesus.
所以主耶稣说他们自称是犹太人，其实不是犹太人啊。
Therefore, Jesus here says that they are those who say they are Jews, but they are not.
我们看罗马书。
Let us turn to the book of Romans.
第二节，第二章。
Romans chapter 2.
第二章二十八节。
Romans chapter 2, verse 28.
罗马书二章二十八节。
Romans chapter 2, verse 28.
二章二十八节。
Romans 2, 28.
因为外面做犹太人的不是真犹太人，外面肉身的割礼也不是真割礼。二十九节。
29.
唯有在里面做的才是真犹太人，真割礼也是心里的，在乎灵，不在乎仪文。这人的称赞不是从人来的，乃是从神来的。
Verses 28 and 29. For he is not a Jew who is one outwardly, nor is circumcision that which is outward in the flesh, but he is a Jew who is one inwardly, and circumcision is that of the heart in the spirit, not in the letter, whose praise is not from men but from God. Here the Bible tells us there are two types of Jews. One is the Jew in the flesh. The fleshly Jews are the ones who adorn themselves like a Jew and they look like Jews.
但是圣灵说他们不是真犹太人。
But the Bible, the Holy Spirit says they are not the real Jews.
启示录第二章说他们是撒旦疑惑的人。
In Revelation chapter 2, it says that they are the synagogue of Satan.
为什么这样讲?
Why does the Holy Spirit describe them this way?
他们逼迫基督。
Because they persecuted Christ.
逼迫基督徒。
And they persecuted Christians.
这是被魔鬼利用啊。
And they do this because they are being used by the Satan.
所以一直在阻挡神的工作。
This is the reason why they continue to obstruct the work of God.
所以士美拉教会很辛苦。
This is the reason why the church in Smyrna struggled.
他们一直在受到很大的逼迫。
It is because they were persecuted.
如果你是当时在那种生活的情况，他们会受到逼迫，他们会充公你的财产。
If you lived in that period of time, you will experience persecution from the Jews, and you will your money and your wealth will also be taken away.
工作可能被辞退了，因为你是信耶稣的。
You might be laid off from your job because you are a Christian.
也可能是会断六亲了，因为他们把你赶出会堂，以后你们不可以来。
They might also cast you out of your family because they cast you out of their synagogues because you're a Christian.
但是当时的士美拉教会的基督徒还是很坚持。
Still, the church in Smyrna insisted on their faith.
虽然失去一切，还是要跟随主。
Even when they lost everything else, they continued to follow the Lord.
为什么他们愿意这样子做呢?
And why were they willing to do so?
因为他们觉得信仰的价值比我拥有一切的物质更宝贵。
It is because they knew that the value of their faith was more than the value of anything else they could possess.
这是价值观的问题。
So it is an issue of values.
好，打个比喻。
For example,
如果今天你拿一台新买的手机,
if today you hold in your hands a new phone,
走在街上,
and you're walking on the street,
突然间小巷子有一个拿出刀来,
and then in the alley someone takes a knife out,
手机给我,
and asks you for your phone,
你没有别人在身边,
and there's no one else around you,
你要怎么办?
What would you do?
你会不会跟他打?
Will you fight with that person?
我这个800块买回来的，排了4个小时，对才能买得到电话。
You might say that you spent $800 and waited in line for 4 hours to buy this phone.
我跟你拼了。
So will you choose to fight with that person to keep your phone?
如果会这样子的话，大概价值观有问题。
If you would choose that to fight, then you might have a problem with your value system.
没有刀，没有枪。
Because you do not have knife or gun.
你要这个电话嘛，对不对？
And you want to keep your phone?
我的生命比较宝贵还是这个电话比较宝贵?
But is your life more important than your phone?
就算比如说我生命怎样，我被你刺一刀，我要到住医院2个礼拜。
Even if the person does not kill you, if he stabs you, you might have to be in the hospital for several weeks.
我在医院躺2个礼拜，我心不能上班，就不止这个电话的价钱。
And if you are in the hospital for 2 weeks, you will not be able to work and make money during those 2 weeks.
那你想一想。 好了，你拿去。
So if you think more about it, you would choose to let that robber have your phone.
根本不会跟他打架。
You will not choose to fight with him.
当然，除非你自己觉得你的武功高强啊。
Unless you feel that you have an exceptional ability in martial arts.
可以在他眨眼的时候，你的闪电手把他的刀抢过来，然后把他压在地上。
And then perhaps when he's not looking. You can do something to him with your martial arts skills.
一般人的话，赶快你拿着走了，不要烦我了。
But for ordinary people, we would choose to give him the phone and walk away.
因为我的生命比这个手机宝贵啊。
Because our lives are more important than the cell phone.
好了，再来了，现在你的生命是很宝贵。
So now we're convinced our life is precious.
你的财产很宝贵。
And our wealth is precious.
但是跟你的信仰比起来。
But compare all of these things to our faith.
那财产失去也没有关系。
Even if we lose our wealth or possessions, that is also okay.
因为那是不是生命的最重要的东西。
Because our possessions are not the most important things in our life.
你把你的财产拿去，你还是你。
Because even if one takes away your possessions, you continue to be you.
你把你的漂亮的衣服拿走了，你还是你，不会因为你的价值降低了。
If your beautiful clothes are taken away, you continue to be you. The value of you as a person will not diminish.
如果你要逼迫我，使我不信耶稣。
If you persecute me, to the point that they no longer believe in Jesus.
没有关系, 这些都给你, 但我还是要信我的主意。
If you're trying to persecute me to the point where I no longer believe in Jesus,
因为,
I would rather give up everything I possess and continue to believe in Jesus. Because the Lord Jesus is too important to me.
主耶稣是我的生命。
The Lord Jesus is my life.
所以这个逼迫,
And this is the kind of persecution that will appear. But after the possessions are taken away, the next level of persecution will appear.
第十节,
let us read verse 10.
二章的第十节,
Revelation chapter 2, verse 10.
你将要受的苦,你不用怕, 魔鬼要把你们中间几个人卸在监里, 叫你们被试炼, 你们必受患难十日。
Verse 10, Do not fear any of those things which you are about to suffer. Indeed, the devil is about to throw some of you into prison, that you may be tested, and you will have tribulation 10 days. Be faithful until death, and I will give you the crown of life.
这里告诉我们, 在末世的时候,
Here it tells us that in the end days,
越靠近主的时候来, 我们会遇到苦难, 考验,
we will start to be persecuted and be tested.
有一些苦难呢,是个人的,自己面对的。
Some are individual persecutions that all of us have to face ourselves.
有一些苦难呢,是整个教会一起要去面对的。
And there are other tribulations that the entire church has to face together.
魔鬼要把你们中间几个人丢在监牢里面了。Here
it says, the devil is about to throw some of you into prison.
被磨练,被虐待。
That you may be tested and that you... That you may be tortured.
你们要受患难十日。
And it says you will have tribulation for 10 days.
这是什么意思?
What does this mean?
十日就是一个有限度的。
The duration 10 days implies that it is for a limited period of time.
有时候我们遇到一些考验啊,
Sometimes we're faced with trials.
很难过,
and we suffer a lot.
比如说我们生病,
For example, when we are sick,
哇,这好像被考验啊,
it is as if we are being tested.
好像被绑在监牢里面一样,
it is as if we are imprisoned.
有时候儿女不乖,
Sometimes when our children 哇, do not behave well,
也是个人一种考验,
that is also a test.
也是教会里面,
in a church,
遇到些事情,
when you face problems,
可能也是在考验,
those may also be tests.
有一些地方政治不稳定,
There are some places in the world where the geopolitics are very unstable.
你信主会失去自由,
in those places, you lose your freedom if you choose to believe in Christ.
这是一个考验,
that is also a test.
没有一个人不会避免考验的,
There's no one in this world who can avoid being tested.
因为魔鬼一直想要你不要信主,
because the devil wants to stop us from believing in
the Lord. 放弃你的信仰,
the devil wants us to reject our faith.
跟大家一起,
To walk with him.
但是圣灵已经鼓励我们了,
but the Holy Spirit has already encouraged us. He says, Be faithful until death. And I will give you the crown of life. This is an incredible encouragement for us. Let us be faithful until death. Let us never change. When we read about the book of Daniel,
看到丹尼里的三个朋友,
we see Daniel's three friends.
他们对神很忠心,
they were faithful to God.
尼布甲利撒王做了一个金像,
when King Nebuchadnezzar built a statue,
叫他们去拜,
he required them to worship that
不拜的话,
statue.
会马上扔到火炉里面,
because if they did not worship that statue, he would throw them into the fire.
哇,这个压力有多大?
So that was a lot of pressure for them.
所有的官员都要拜这个金像,
Everyone had to worship that image. Still, those three friends insisted on not worshiping.
尼布甲利撒问他们,你们是故意的吗?
So the king Nebuchadnezzar asked him, Are you doing this intentionally?
现在再一次给你机会,
and he says, I will give you one more opportunity to worship it.
听了这个音乐,
And when you hear the sound, the trumpets,
马上跪下来拜,
when you hear the sounds, you must kneel down and worship.
那还可以, still okay.
And then you will still live.
如果你不拜,
but if you do not,
马上扔在火炉里面,
then you will be thrown into the fire immediately.
有谁可以救你们脱离我的手呢?
And then who can deliver you from the king's hands?
如果你会怎么做?
If this happened to us, what would we do?
可能你会心里默祷啊,
We may pray in silence in our heart.
说神啊，我就故意跪下去，但是我不信你不是拜的。
We may even say, to God, saying, we have to kneel down to this image, but in our hearts we still worship God.
活下来比较重要嘛。
Because it is more important for us to live.
留得青山在，对不对？那这是有后路了啊。就是有借口，哎呀，反正很想活下来就对了。
Yeah, we may come up with an excuse that says that as long as we can live, we can still do more things later on.
我们都很灵巧啊。
Because we're all very clever.
但是他们不是这样回答。
But Daniel's three friends did not say this.
我们看他们怎么回答。
Let us see how they responded.
但以理书第三章。
The book of Daniel chapter 3.
十六节。
Verse 16.
但以理书真的有很多美好的榜样。
There are many examples set for us in the book of Daniel.
但以理书三章十六节。
Let us read Daniel chapter 3 verse 16.
但以理的三个朋友啊，撒德拉、米撒、亚巴尼哥就说了。
Here are the words of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego.
尼布甲利撒，这件事我们不必回答你了。
Verse 16, the friend said, O Nebuchadnezzar, we have no need to answer you in this matter.
这句话很宝贵，不用再讲了，不用，根本讨论都不用，跟你这些人啊。
What they said is very good. They said, there's no need for more discussions.
尼布甲利撒王是巴比伦王。
Even though King Nebuchadnezzar was a king of Babylon,
他代表魔鬼的势力。
He represented the authority of Satan.
代表恶者的心思。
And he represented the mind of the evil one.
表面对你很好啊，给你机会啊，其实是害你，给你再一次的试探。
Superficially, it is as if the king was giving them another opportunity to live.
对这些有坏心肠的这些人呢，根本讲都不用讲了。
But in reality, he was trying to tempt them. And to these kind of temptations, the three friends choose not to even have discussions.
但是他们三个跟他们讲一件事情。
The three friends said one thing. Verse 17.
即便如此，我们所侍奉的神能将我们从烈火窑中救出来啊。
Verse 17, the friend said, If that is the case, our God whom we serve is able to deliver us from the burning fiery furnace.
他也必救我们脱离你的手。
And he will deliver us from your hand, O king.
仔细看啊，他说神能，神必定会这样做。
They said, if we read clearly, they said that God will deliver them from the burning fiery furnace.
神绝对有办法的。
They know that God is able to do this.
还有神一定会这样做的。
And they know God will do this.
这个就是信心。
This is their faith.
你相信神可以吗？
Do we believe that God is able?
如果你连神可不可以你都不是很 sure, 那大概你是没有信心。
If we're not sure about the abilities of God, then our faith will be lost.
你要相信神能够。
So we need to believe that God is able.
只要你相信神会。
And believe that he will do it.
这个就是他们的信心。
And this is the kind of faith that the three friends had.
他们还加一句。
And still, they added one more phrase.
这一句比之前那句更宝贵。
And this phrase is even better than the previous one.
既或不然，王啊，你当知道我们绝不侍奉你的神，也不敬拜你所立的金像。
Verse 18, But if not, let it be known to you, O king, that we do not serve your gods, nor will we worship the gold image which you have set up.
最高的信心就是既或不然。
This is the greatest faith when they said, but if not.
我相信神能。
So they believe that God is able to.
我相信神会。
Deliver them, and God, and that God is willing to deliver them.
但是就算他不,
but even if God chooses not to,
我的信心不会改变,
their faith will not change.
他还是神,
because they know God is God.
我还是要拜他, 不拜你的神,
and they will continue to worship God and not the image of the king.
这个就是至死忠心啊。
This is faithful till death.
很多人在死亡面前会改变他的态度。
There are a lot of people who will change their minds right before they die.
因为他们觉得生命是最重要的。
Because to them, life is the most important.
为了活下来，什么都可以改变。
To preserve their life, they will change anything.
但是有一些人他很坚持。
But still, there are others who insist on their beliefs.
死亡不可以改变他的人生观跟价值观。
To them, death cannot change their values.
所以士美拉教会为什么他们在信上富足？
So why is it that the church in Smyrna is rich in faith?
因为他们可以坚持到底。
It is because they can insist upon their faith until the end.
连死亡都不会改变他们。
Even death cannot change them.
所以圣灵就答应他们。
Therefore, the Holy Spirit promises them
会赐给你生命的冠冕。
That he will give them the crown of life.
弟兄姐妹，你在神面前是富足的吗？
So brothers and sisters, are you rich before the Lord?
有时候我们很在意我们的银行里面有多少钱。
Sometimes we're concerned much about how much money we have in the bank.
房子有多大。
Or how big our houses.
但是我们更应该在意，在神面前，我们是不是真正的富主人。
But what we should be more concerned with is whether or not we are rich before God.
常去非洲，以前去非洲的时候，看到非洲的弟兄姐妹，真的很穷啊。
In the past, when I went to Africa, I saw that the African brothers and sisters indeed are very poor.
他们的厨房就是三块石头。
Their kitchen consists of three stones.
一个锅子。
And one pot.
为什么？
Why?
没有火炉，这三块石头就顶起来了，上面放一个锅子。
And it is because they did not have an oven they did not have a stove, and so they stacked the three stones up and then put the pot on top of it.
客厅几张椅子。
Their living room consists of a few chairs.
屋顶是用草做的。
And their roof was made of straw.
下雨下大一点都会滴水。
So if it rains heavily, water will come into the house.
睡到一半的时候都很凉快，为什么在滴水？
So sometimes when we're sleeping there, it feels cold because there's water on our face.
真的很穷。
They are very poor.
在全世界很难找到比他们更穷的人。
In this entire world, it is hard to find anyone who is poorer than the members there.
就是我们加拿大的穷人呢，去到那边马上变有钱人。
Even the poor people of Canada, if they go to Africa, they immediately become rich people.
加拿大的穷人还可以领福利，还有救济金，还有儿童的金，还有什么金？
Even the poor people in Canada can receive benefits from the government or welfare or money for their children.
那边穷人就是穷人，没人理的。
But the poor people in Africa are just poor people and no one cares about them.
穷到没有钱看医生。
They are poor to the point that they have no money to see a doctor.
穷到没有饭吃。
And they are poor such that they have no food to eat.
穷到孩子没有钱上学。
And they're so poor that their children cannot go to school.
很可怜。
They're very pitiable.
但是有时候看到他们的信心。
But when I look at their faith,
他们聚会那种态度,
and the attitude they have for worship,
他们爱神的心啊,
their heart of love toward God,
他们遇到逼迫, 考验, 坚持到底,
when they face persecutions and tests, they are able to endure to the end.
真的我们好好思考。
When we see that, we have to examine ourselves.
到底谁比较富足啊?
And see who is actually more rich.
感谢神，我们这个礼拜的成人神训班啊。昨天中午就已经结束了。
We thank the Lord that the NATS we had this week concluded yesterday at noon.
这次晨训班啊，有差不多三十多位学员一整个礼拜在教会学习。
At the National Adult Theological Seminar, NATS this time there were more than 30 members who participated in this event.
有从全加拿大各处来的弟兄姐妹，还有英国的同龄们来参加。
They come from all over Canada and also from UK as well.
都是上了年纪的长辈。
Many of them are more senior adults.
当然也有年轻人。
And there are also young people as well.
所以可以说是都有人都有大的一起来学习。
So you can say that they all came together to learn together.
他们每天晚上都有练试啊，所以他们想要借着这个机会来。不输年轻人啊，他们 NYTS 年轻人会现世，我们成人班也要现世。
And because at the end of NYTS, they sing a hymn, so here the NATS class would also like to present a hymn.
他们要献上几首诗歌来赞美天上的神。
They want to offer up a few hymns to praise God in heaven.
我们请成人神训班学员预备。
So we invite the members of NATS.
请出列啊，来，请。不用犹豫，都出来了。 感谢神，我们听到成人神训班学员的献诗。
We thank the Lord. We heard the hymn offering from the adult the NATS choir.
他们都很唱得很认真。
They all sing with their heart.
也很用心的唱。
And they use all of their heart to sing.
从他们的脸上可以看到这个礼拜累积的属灵的喜乐。
From their faces, we can see the accumulation of spiritual joy from this week.
有一个学员跟我讲，我来到多伦多啊，吃白饭都比较好吃。
One of the attendees of NATS told me that after coming to Toronto, even white rice tasted very good.
当然，我们不是只有给他们吃白饭。
And of course, the members did not only have white rice.
有学员说啊，我来这边在教会睡觉，睡地板，比在家里睡的还好。
And there are also students from NATS who said to me that they slept better here on the floor than they did on their bed at home.
所以他们特别谢谢多伦多教会的接待跟爱心。
So they also thank the welcome and the love from the church in Toronto.
明年的 NATS 会在温哥华举行。
Next year, NATS will be held in Vancouver.
希望我们更多的年轻或者是长辈们都可以去参加。
And we hope that whether you're young or you're older, you can all attend NATS next year.
我们先来唱诗336首。
Let us now sing hymn 336.